too flashy in here.
Hell yeah.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ah, a moment of breathing. We've been going at quite the pace today on the show with Congressman Barr, the Libertarian presidential candidate, and also Patty Starr, the ghost hunter. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to get on the line to get on the air, give us a call right now at 877-365-3636. In this break, we're going to take care of some business we haven't gotten to. We're going to talk Buzz Babes again and your emails. We've gotten a bunch of those that we haven't had a chance to read, mm-hmm. and we'll open up the audio vault. But first, explain this to me. And as we continue on the mystery that is the Buzz Babes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't laugh at me.
Journey, Mike.
I said
what a fabulous journey.
I said to Beth
You're in charge, Spiewak.
I said, how are we doing? And I said, we're getting a few Buzz Babes coming
See how it's turned around since you put me in the driver's seat?
She brings me a couple of Buzz Babe applications that we've gotten during the show today.
Well, that's exciting.
You, ladies. And incidentally, if you want to apply to be a Buzz Babe, go to WJFK.com. Just click on that gorgeous photo of Mr. Burbank that's on the website. That'll show you the application. She brings me in, Beth, and the Buzz Babe thing. And I said, okay. She says, I haven't seen the picture. I said, where are the pictures? She said, they go to the webmaster. I'm like, why?
Yeah, why?
How come we can't look at the pictures?
Where are the pictures I was supposed to
because
see?
Because it was set up. Remember, they had to do the essay, 100 words or less. They had to fill
That's
out
been
the
edited out, right? We don't have to do that anymore?
They just have to say why they want to be a Buzz Babe. But they don't even have to fill it in, Mike, if they
want to. All right, why aren't we seeing the pictures?
Because then they have to upload their picture. And see, the webmaster was then going to upload the picture to a main image gallery.
We'd like to see it first before we upload it to a gallery.
We are going to see that. We're going to see the pictures before the people do.
Buy a Playboy, okay?
No, this is not a question of that.
It's not about that.
Explain it to her.
We're screening applicants here.
I know. I'm sorry.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
It's mentally.
It's silly to put them on a public gallery if we haven't seen them yet.
We could go to the gallery.
No.
I know. I think it's to make sure that someone doesn't send anything that maybe should not be immediately uploaded.
Okay, but we screen it. We see it first, then it goes to the webmaster.
Right.
Those pictures.
Or maybe not.
I'm so exasperated.
You are sabotaging.
You are a saboteur. You are sabotaging the Buzz Babes.
The girl factor.
Because they go against your sensibilities. No. All right. Now we've removed the requirement for the essay. We took care of that little problem that roadblock.
No,
now roadblock number two.
Talent.
I fixed that.
Yeah, you fixed that.
Yes, I did.
Now what has to be fixed is for example, when you bring these in to me, I'd certainly like to see a photograph.
This doesn't tell
the
us.
The whole point of the Buzz Babes is they got to be hotties. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Why are they going to a webmaster again? I have no idea. Because they want to be.
The webmaster is lonely.
So you're making it sound like. The webmaster will see them, then put them online, and we see them at the same time. It doesn't work that way.
Well, I think there needs
we
to be.
We decide what goes on the
idea
web.
Is that someone is a filter for pictures just
Let
don't
us
go
filter.
Automatically.
We don't need filters.
Us first, then the filter.
We can filter, but we don't need filters. Okay. That makes total sense, doesn't
it? I'll tell Dan Mason. He's the webmaster.
Is he? No kidding.
Jesus. He would be on my side on this one.
I think so.
1,000. Oh, you bet your ass he would. You know, you think
just
you know that
you
better than I do?
Just introduced him at the big luncheon?
No, because he's a radio guy.
Understands
men.
He's a guy.
Settle down,
he's
Mike.
He's a dude. Okay.
Mike, settle down. You see what she's doing?
What is she doing? She's pissing me off again.
She's getting you worked up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking you away from the primary focus, which is show us photos.
Yeah, we want to see photos.
Okay, I got it.
She's trying to make you yell about a very esteemed radio executive that we all love.
This is, I swear to God, why are you still involved in the Buzz Babe thing?
Well, because it's still coming to me until we change that. You changed it during this show.
All right, you know who's on, this is your responsibility.
It still is.
Incidentally, Rob and I did debuted a brand new comedy feature we did in the break. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, 3, 2, 1, Arguing Russians. You are responsible for that. That is your thing to do. You are supposed to get Buzz Babes
it's
going.
It's not even possibility while
you
I'm running board
You don't understand what possibility
is. You don't understand.
You're a stupid man.
You spend all time in big house with onion-shaped roofs.
I tell you what you do. You don't even know how cards. I like big-breasted women to be on websites.
Oh, I have many tears falling in my borscht.
You don't try for me, Argentina. I take you to task for the way you've been managing Buzz Babes.
Every time you yell at me, I sneak behind you and steal your sour cream.
All day long, you check. check.
Check, check, check.
Thank you.
Arguing
that was
Russians,
good.
Ladies
I like
and gentlemen.
That.
If you like arguing Russians, send an email to O'Mara at WJFK.com.
And man, keep those cards and letters coming.
We appreciate that. Thanks so much.
I
yes.
can go now, right?
Do you want to go now?
Yeah.
You've obviously told me everything there is to...
Something else to sabotage?
To tell us.
Saboteur. But I think that is not a legitimate application.
Okay, let's see.
We get those sometimes?
Let me see.
It's illegitimate.
Name Buzz Babe, submitted information. Mm-hmm. First name Anna, last name Bella. That sounds like BS.
This is where a picture would help.
Address, blah, blah, blah. Address, line two. No, there's a Alexandria. Zip code, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Question, phone number. We've got phone numbers and all that.
Yeah.
Question, tell us why you want to be a Buzz Babe. Now, see, that's okay.
Okay.
Why?
That's fine.
Very simple.
The webmaster did that.
My answer is Grey Goose. FYI, I'm the girl in the pic. I'm the girl in the picture.
Oh, if only
so
we
how
knew.
Can I? If only we knew and then we could respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out my friend if you post anywhere. He's in politics. I'm German Scottish, in case Rob is curious.
It's a beautiful picture of a woman with Bob Barr.
Okay. But now, why do you think this is? I know why you think this is bogus.
Because
that would sabotage the contest. That would be a negative, and we wouldn't have a
her
hot
name is
Buzz
Annabella.
Babe. Well, maybe her name is Annabella.
She's
given us a fictitious last name. That would
it's
be
a beautiful Italian word meaning beautiful Anne.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I hope it's not fictitious.
Before the end of the program, is it possible? Is it
to get a picture?
To get a picture of one of the Buzz Babe applicants. Do I ask a lot?
You're holding it.
Why don't you hand it back to
that's
her?
That's the
and
only
have
one
her?
I have
no,
so far.
No, we have
picture.
A lot.
Picture.
See. Out. Get out of here. Get out of here.
But it is.
Hold it.
No, that's it. It's the only one we have so far. No one's calling. David Edgar. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. You are not allowed anywhere near anything to do with the Buzz. You take over this.
Of course.
She is so anti having. I want hookers on this show tomorrow. I swear to God. Naked
show.
Hookers.
Naked
doing
hookers.
Doing sex acts, Beth Ann.
Doing sex acts.
Performing
things.
Tomorrow on the show.
Can you believe? What is her deal?
I can believe it.
She is so against it.
I think she means well, but
it just comes out
wrong.
No, no, no. She doesn't mean well.
Okay.
You're taking off it, too, and don't, you
evil.
Come along with him. Oh, my God.
What?
That's
hold
amazing.
No, I forget. No. Am I doing it now or am I not doing it?
Just, you guys, help me out with the buzzword.
Of course.
I'm not getting any help. No, you're not trying hard enough. She's the one that's still coming in.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that's still filtering applications.
Right.
And she goes, that's the only one you're getting.
And Mike,
uh-huh.
Here it is, and I think it's fake.
What's that? Yeah, I know. Here it is. I think it's fake.
Right.
We're not getting any pictures because
right.
No why should
calling.
We look at pictures of Buzz Babes?
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I'm so. Do you understand my?
Yes.
She, listen, let me tell you something,
okay.
Burbank.
All
I'm
right.
going to tell you this.
All right, go ahead.
You think she means well? She means well for the good of the show.
Yes, that's
she's
what
the greatest
I mean.
Producer in the world. There is no doubt
agreed.
In my mind.
That's what
Beth
was,
Ann, come back in here.
That's
I'm
what I was
talk.
Saying.
I want to talk to her.
Have a good talking to.
She means well. You don't even know. See, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You don't even know that you're trying subconscious. It's all
right.
subconscious
yeah.
that you're sabotaging.
He
this.
Knows that you know that he knows, but you don't know that you know that he knows.
It's the way it works.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's it. It's not you.
Right.
And
it's
you're
not.
Normal.
But it is.
You're normal.
Normal.
You're normal. You are a normal woman. You are a normal woman.
Okay.
Say it again.
I've never heard hey, that.
Man.
You're not abnormal because okay. any woman probably would do the exact same thing.
The same position.
Unless
okay.
the women were very secure.
You know,
very
a lesbian might not.
Here, take that
she's
Buzz
real.
Babe. Go ahead.
She's real.
She is real?
Yeah. Megan's bringing the picture down.
Well, how about
see?
That?
See? You've made me happy now.
Thank you.
I'm glad I brought you back in to be
me
nice
too.
To you. Because
I wonder
you know what? Everything is special now.
I'll be right
I hope
back.
Megan doesn't misplace the picture.
Right.
Resolved. No, here it is now, I believe.
Can I see it first, please?
She says she's...
After she looks at it, Mike.
She says she's the girl in the picture.
Okay. All right. Yeah, she's a hottie.
The group shot.
She looks nice. Looks like she's got a nice little rackaroo there. Very, very nice.
And that's what you want.
What if those aren't real tattoos on her boyfriend, are they? All right. Yeah, what do you think? I mean...
Let me take a look.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'll give it about an 8.
Out of?
Yes. Give
yeah.
her about an 8. Give
yeah.
it. Give it.
Can you send that
eight.
Over here? Send it
if
to us.
If you're interested in being a Buzz Babe.
Points for style, definitely.
Go to WJFK.com.
Wow, look
take
at that.
Care of that right now.
She's pretty.
She's the one on the right. And this guy's in politics.
This is very nice.
What is he,
thank
a gladiator?
You thank you for the picture, and thank you for telling us that she's real.
Yes.
That's good. And fight all your instincts,
Hi,
too.
Mike. Beth Ann, buzz, babe.
Rule of radio also is like, that's the only one we've gotten. That's the only person calling. You understand how that game works, right? We're creating fun here. We're creating the magic. You understand that? Bye.
Fun all like right. a costume.
Let's go to JB in Annapolis. JB, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. How you doing?
Indeed.
Hey, guys. I'm excited. That's how I am. I want to see some of these girls.
Well, we're going to filter them out, and then I think we're going to put the finalists on there.
Going to happen.
We're going to put the finalists for the Buzz Babe, mm-hmm. and you know, if we get a bunch of them, which I'm hoping we are going to get a bunch of them.
You will, Mike.
We'll, I was going to say we'll have listeners vote on them. No, we'll vote on
them. Yeah, that's right.
Now, are you guys exclusively doing this through MySpace?
No. You can go to WJFK.com, click on the Buzz picture that says Buzz Babes, and why do you have somebody, because you're a guy. Why am I telling you this?
No, I'm sorry. I'm kind of MySpace savvy, like most people my age. And
what is your age?
27.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, youngster.
Well, you can go to, what is the place on MySpace?
MySpace.com/TheBuzzBabes.
The Buzz Babes. You can go there also. Are you wary of that, JB?
Yeah, I am, and I'm actually putting it up on my site.
Well, here's the deal: we've got 40 layers of this thing. Nobody's gonna get past us, right. And if they do, c'est la vie. If they want to, if that's how they want to, get their rocks off, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. JB,
yeah, how many friends do you have?
Okay, that's raw. Be nice, Ben from Rochester. You're on the air, Ben. How you doing?
It's from Rochester. I'm in Reston right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't say. It didn't say. Let me explain a little something behind the scenes,
because it doesn't have a rhyme for Reston.
It didn't say Reston. It said Rochester, but it really didn't say Rochester. It said Rooster Chester,
right?
If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm glad you enjoyed
five
that.
Number.
Joe will be happy.
Ben's having a blast.
What can we do for you, Ben?
So I'm calling in. I just got my car, just leaving work. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Just the funniest thing ever is when you guys hypnotized Beth Ann the other day. That was that was just good radio right
there.
Good.
We're going to be doing it today, too.
That was great.
That's what I'm saying. And when you want to bring the hookers in, then...
I see where he's going. I'm with you, brother.
We got congressmen and hookers.
She was at your beck and call, so I just don't see any problems with the whole synergy of this whole action here.
Hey, Ben, if I could find an argument, I'd give you one, but I can't see anything wrong with anything you are saying.
Let's hypnotize her with a rock.
Let's go, Rob. Rob is getting violent at the end of the
show.
You
put me in charge.
David from Virginia. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Wow. How you doing, David?
Good. How are you guys? Hey, listen, going from hookers to Bob Barr. I really enjoy this new content. I like the idea of bringing in more political discussions. I think you could turn it into more of like a bizarro C-SPAN where you have some of the unwashed masses call in and talk to some of these guys.
We do that. Usually it's a time constraint, David. When we get somebody on the line that has the time, like the Ghost Hunter, we'll let callers come in. But really, Bob Barr was kind of tight with his schedule.
Very busy.
We could put Beth Ann on C-SPAN.
Very well done. Good questions. And keep it up. I love the new show.
Thank you very much, David. I like bizarro C-SPAN.
Yeah. And you know what the C stands for.
Hey, you're sorry. All right, Rob, uncork that audio vault. Let's do it.
Oh,
before we do that, I did want to read one thing that we got. We got a letter from that guy that wrote the bathroom thing.
A guest on yesterday's show.
An electronic mail?
An electronic mail, Rob, came in from...
Bathroom graffiti guy.
Doug. What was his name? Doug
Rice. How do we remember that?
I don't know.
Doug Rice writes
bad,
a letter.
Man.
This is to Beth Ann after being on the show yesterday. Says, dear Beth Ann, thank you very much for the interview. Okay. It wasn't too hard to pick up on the fact that the guys didn't like the book very much.
Huh.
So I apologize if they give you a hard time for booking me.
Oh.
The criticism of the book was spot on, but they definitely brought it up in a very smart-ass way.
Well, that's what we do.
And do it well.
Which was actually pretty funny. Okay, he gets credit for that.
Good.
I like that sense of humor. Someone said once, I don't care what you say about me as long as you spell my name right. The guy's got the right idea.
Who wouldn't spell Rice correctly?
I am making a second edition, which will be more spread out nationwide and worldwide. I already have picks from Italy, Amsterdam, Korea, Georgia, Montana, and Michigan. Don't know how those go together.
The Michigan.
I encourage fans and readers to send in photos that they take to my website at www.fromthestall.com.
Bathroom graffiti.
I have a MySpace page. Everybody does.
Sure.
And so the first book is to get the brand name out. I will let you know when the second book comes out, because I definitely want another interview with those a-holes. I
like that. That's good.
It's great to be on the ground floor of that, isn't it?
Hold on. Hold on. Before we get to the audio vault, is this a female Tracy? Is this a female Tracy?
Yes.
No. Oh, goodbye. Boo. Boo. You disappoint me greatly.
This is not a good boy.
All right, we got a great audio vault today on the show. Rob, first of all, we've got David Archuleta crying, and it's a montage of Mr. Archuleta.
What I did, this is his trip home from last night's episode.
Now, we didn't even talk about Idol today because you know, it sucks, and you knew it was going to be David and David, and Saisha's gone, and the show sucks.
I condensed. I'd like for you to listen to this before we play David Archuleta, though. Just
what do you have? What is
just
this?
Just a smidge of this.
Right. This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking, and his best friend Pedro.
Hello, everyone.
Do you like fun? If yes, then visit the Utah State Fair for tons of spellbinding events.
Okay, you got that voice in your head?
Okay, okay, Napoleon Dynamite voice.
Listen to this.
David's Day, Utah's American Idol homecoming.
Yeah, today's the day to act like to.
It's 6:15 a.m. in the morning, but I'm stoked and pumped, and I'm going to Good Day Utah right now.
Hey, you David.
Oh, my gosh. Murray High School cheerleaders are here, too.
Hi. You probably know me as Napoleon Dynamite and his best friend Pedro.
Hello.
Does it feel like it's been a long road getting to this point?
It feels like it's been, you know, a lot has happened, but I just can't believe that I've made
really
it
to this point. It's really good. Yeah. Gosh, I can't believe it.
All the ladies out there, look at that. They're screaming, they're waving. They love you, David. We're going to the Gateway Mall.
Gateway Mall.
Sure how many people are going to be there, though.
Whatever I want, gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh.
All right, well, this is a lot of video, obviously,
it's, and it's
not a
lot of
audio.
Gosh.
So
he just keeps saying gosh.
And you know, beautiful.
This is Napoleon Dynamite and his best friend Pedro.
Is that yours? Yeah. Is that yours alone?
It is.
It's pretty good, Rob. Really,
thank you very
kindly. Does sound very, very similar.
Kind of pleased.
Really excited about doing this. Jeez.
He just kept saying gosh. Who even says gosh?
You know, by the time I finish with Idol, I've got mad skills.
Yeah, you do.
Work on my mad skills.
And if he's from Utah, right?
Yeah, and the beautiful shot of the mountains of Utah. Yeah. I love Utah.
And
it's a beautiful
wasn't that
state.
Done for the Utah State Fair?
Utah State Fair.
Maybe they all talk like that.
That's right.
In Utah.
Maybe it's specifically Utah. Well, is the guy that was Napoleon Dynamite, is the actor from Utah?
He's Mormon, I think.
Yes, I believe he is.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something in the religion. Maybe you've really stumbled onto something. The way people all talk, maybe it comes from the water in the Great Salt Lake.
And now my favorite song.
Okay. Fantasia!
Everybody in the building, get up on your feet. Come
I
on.
Love this. I love this.
Put your hands together.
I really do love this song. I don't know why, I just do.
Are we going to play the whole thing?
I Here said to go. Carla, I said, this is old school power punk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
State Fair. For one thing, it's the 150th Utah State Fair.
You really did that right at the best part. Start the Fantasia song again, really. I really like the Fantasia song.
I'll email it to you.
I do. I hope I'm not alone. I would really be curious if I'm not the only one that likes the Fantasia song.
Did you see Simon's face?
I know you did, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Did you see Simon's face?
Yeah, he looked bored.
He looked frightened.
All right, let's listen. You come creeping at 6 in the morning like ain't nobody supposed to know. Say you've been looking for getting bed, smelling just like a pet boss show. You're just hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, I like it.
Turn it up, Rob. You got a light on your mind and an argument with the last thing you need. That's good. Listen a little bit more. I'm serious. I like this.
It don't go that way. It don't go that way.
Loved it.
It's like it feels a little like Rufus.
It's intense.
And great choreography, hot backup singers.
Yeah.
It's a good
and
show.
She is huge.
Well, she's not as big as she once was.
No, and she's got the
oh my god.
I thought she was just like doing The Color Purple on Broadway and
that's from The Color Purple.
She ate the cast. I couldn't get over how heavy she was.
No, she's gotten thinner actually. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think she has. Well, especially
she was wearing a cat suit also.
Meow. Not literally like a costume.
Oh,
was.
Thank goodness.
Okay, and, Patty can dance to it, right?
Yeah, I like
it. It was during that song that I emailed Rob and said, because she was wearing braces.
Right.
Glad to see the braces aren't stopping her from eating.
Oh, meow. Oh,
and you know, and speaking
I
of.
I know. I thought, oh, my God.
Speaking of the emails, like during American Idol, well, it's going to be over now. Well, simply, I watch American Idol sometimes at 10 o'clock at night.
That's what I sent to her.
When you put David, I want to kill David Archuleta, and I'm reading that when I'm going through my other email because I haven't seen it yet. I'm like, oh my God, something's happened or something like that. It freaked me out. But it was just a general term about David Archuleta.
I saved it until Carrie got home, and I said, no spoilers, no spoilers.
So will that be a single for her? Is that
I think it might already be out. I'm going to look for it on iTunes tonight. It's called Bore Me.
Bore Me. Okay, and what else do we have?
Regis yesterday pulled a great old man Phoebe move, and I'd like for you to hear that.
Okay, very good.
You have 20 seconds and only one guess. Good luck.
Shannon, yesterday's show, what state did we say actor Jimmy Stewart was originally from?
Oh, I thought it was about Mario Lopez.
Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart. Yep. What state?
Got about 8 seconds.
Talked about it.
We talked about it from a little town in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania?
Regis.
Oh, boy.
Regis. Oh,
boy. Fine.
But listen how something very easy is ruined.
Okay.
Gelman, believe me, I don't know this woman. I don't care. It just came out. Why don't we just give her the prize?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
Does Gelman F it up?
Watch.
I'd like to, but I'd like to consult our law department.
Of course.
So, yeah, you know what we'll do is let's let it ride for now.
Okay.
Okay? And then we'll revisit it later in the show.
What a stain.
Really?
And you know how they solved it? Is today she got to do the trivia question again, and she got it right today, so she got a prize.
Oh, my
God. But can you believe that?
That's seriously like having the legal department on the set.
Isn't
that's like having the legal department right there. That would ruin any show.
That spells fun, doesn't
it? And that's Gelman. He doesn't want to get in trouble. Yeah,
it's so easily
Gelman.
Fixed. You put one line in the rules that say rules can be amended as needed by a host at
Don't
any time.
Don't tell me you were on Gelman's side.
I was.
Yes, of course you were. Yes. So what else do we have, Rob?
We love Ann Curry. You want to stay for this one, Beth Ann? I know you like Ann Curry.
Oh, that's right. We had the big debate about Ann
Here
Curry.
She is, all plugged into pop culture.
Thank you. Young girl. Thank you very much. Thank you. Perfect. Anyway, coming up still here on Today, David, or Shayna. Shayna? I have no idea how to say this name, but we're going to find out how to say her name in just a moment.
Okay. All right, stop it right there.
Come on. She goes to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No. No, here it is. You know what this is. This is I'm Ann Curry.
Yes.
I'm above American Idol.
I don't look at this show.
Maybe
I don't
want,
and
was...
there's a thing called TiVo when you're talking about going to bed at 1:30. Uh-huh. You know, she is above the
Come
fray.
On.
I don't pay
Buzz,
attention to
I
that.
I bet Buzz doesn't know her name or how to spell it.
Buzz, let me tell you about Buzz.
And also, how hard is it to look at S-Y-E-S-H-A?
Oh, you mean Saisha.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, he's heard it on this show. We know that.
No,
but
I've heard it for months.
Buzz doesn't watch American Idol because Buzz is a stubborn old man.
That's
he
right.
is not an elitist.
And they also cover Idol.
I have good taste.
They cover Idol on the Today Show every week.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. But Ann Curry is above the fray. Mm-hmm. She doesn't pay attention to things like American Idol. I think it's by design. I think
Maybe.
She was fake there. She really did know it's Saisha. She watches it every week. She just wanted to pretend she didn't know. That's how evil she is.
Because she's voting for Archuleta, right?
Yes.
Mike, how do you feel about Sean Penn? Do you think he likes George W. Bush?
Probably hates him, but before we do Jose in Sacramento wants to tell Beth Ann why Fantasia is fat. Why is Fantasia fat? And I don't think she's as fat as she was before, Jose.
No, I think she looks fine.
I think that the reason that Beth Ann thinks she looks fat is because she was watching it in regular def and not in high def.
that's
what he wanted to tell you.
You know what the problem with
normal
her?
TV.
We're all saving up for Christmas time to get you an 18-inch high-definition television set.
Mm-hmm. Why has no one brought up the fact that her hair was that color?
I loved
like
her
boxing
hair.
Glove red.
I have to tell you, really, the entire thing was, I think, probably one of the best performances I've ever seen on American Idol.
Better than David Cook?
It was it was energetic.
Yes.
You know, you get Bo Bice coming out there, flatting on all his notes, just going, I thought she brought it. I really did. She performed under pressure, and I liked the whole thing.
I'm going to get that single.
So Sean Penn, noted left winger, is
not a fan.
Raving out about George W. Bush.
I like this. He's not really afraid to let his opinion shine.
It's almost the wrong phrase, the politics of George Bush. It's kind of the inane stupidity and for lack of good, the absolute evil of it. And I think that film is about love, and art is about love. Ugh. And so you have the insight that the brain actually has a purpose in connecting to the heart, And when somebody operates...
All right, I can't. Yeah,
that's fine.
Not, you know, in the same vein as Barbara Streisand. Sean, Barbara, not helping the cause.
Not really.
Really not helping
not
the
so
cause.
Much.
You know, that's the type of thing that the Rush Limbaughs will seize on, and they'll make the whole gang will look bad when you do that, guy.
All right, let's go lighthearted.
Okay, very good.
As you know, 2 days ago, or yesterday, marked the 10th anniversary of the death of Frank Sinatra.
Oh, did you get this?
Yeah, and the Today Show booked Frank Sinatra Jr.
Now, Rob and I were talking about this yesterday. He had one clip, and I said, go back and get all the questions and answers from Frank Sinatra Jr. Mm-hmm. Buzz, we've interviewed enough people.
Yes.
Rob, we have had people on this show. This is every interviewer's nightmare.
Yeah,
worst nightmare.
This is a guy that doesn't want to play. Listen to how cooperative Frank Sinatra Jr. is.
Yeah, he not only most people know him for his music, but as we said, 58 films to his credit. Which did he prefer doing? At the end of the day, Frank, was it singing that was that where his heart was?
I really don't know. I never asked him.
Yeah. Well, thanks, if Frank. I can guess, I think he was happiest in the recording studio.
Yeah.
It's Nancy who came to play.
What's great is that that was the first question he got. Meredith Vieira thought he was, you know, it was the joke answer to be followed by the serious answer.
No.
That's all he gave
her. He just didn't answer. Then they ask him another question. You think, well, maybe he'll liven up now.
Sure.
As a dad, because that's who he was to you. He wasn't just a performer. Obviously, he was your dad. How would you describe him as a dad, Frank?
Oh, you don't have enough time this morning for that. Yeah. And it's kind of a loaded question.
Let me put it this way.
He's not awake yet.
I love that Nancy throws him under
the bus. Nancy's trying to help. Nancy's not trying to help. It's a loaded question. You don't get an easier question, and you're there to talk about your father, you hump.
It's the most magical fluff piece that could possibly be done. 10 years in the making.
Mm-hmm. And then
here's the third question, and here's great because this goes so badly
that
the network cuts them off so they can go to local news.
Wow. Yeah, what you'll hear is they go to commercial, but this is when Frank Jr. finally decides he wants to talk, but he's still just being a total stain.
And I said it yesterday, he looks like a pile of pasta.
Right.
So what do you want his legacy to be? How do you hope that people remember your dad?
We have to separate two entities. People who are famous acquire this status of what you described earlier, legend, which is a total fallacy, by the way. There is no such thing.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin told his friend Albert Einstein that once when Einstein saw all of this adulation. He said, what does this mean, Charles? And Chaplin said, nothing, Albert.
Well, you
And then they cut him off.
Had to.
They cut him off because he just went on. It's a total fallacy of being a legend. Yeah, well, your father was a legend. I got news for you, Frank Jr. Sorry you're bitter.
I would like very much if you could bring me Zeppelis.
So let me see.
That's
Sean
most
Penn.
Of what we need. Do you want to hear the Jack Black tape? This was real
no,
hot this
No, I don't
want to
hear Jack Black. I don't like Jack Black. Let me hear the one I wanted to hear. Can I hear just a little bit of the Denny Crane mixdown? I know you played that once before.
Yeah, let me play you the better of the two, which is him doing the word association tape.
Okay, very good.
And, you know, Buzz and I were ecstatic this morning over I Am that they're bringing back Boston Legal.
Next year,
for one more season.
And we're trying to get William Shatner on the show again.
Good.
That'll be a lot of fun. Let's listen. This is just William Shatner being Shatner as Denny Crane.
I'd like to play a political Rorschach test, a word association game.
Shoot.
Well, I'll throw out a word. You say the first word that pops into your head.
Shoot.
Homosexual.
Shoot.
Abortion.
Murder.
The war.
9/11.
Economy.
Democrats.
John McCain. Immigration.
No mas.
Hillary.
Pull my finger.
That was very interesting.
Magical.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, we do have to take a break. Let's take one phone call before we go.
All right.
Kurt, you have something about Rob and the rules. What is it, Kurt? And Rob, I know you're wound up here, but we do have to go to break. This is a guy that's busting your balls about something. All what right. do you have, Kurt?
Hello, Kurt. Let's be Kurt.
All right, here we go. Uh-huh. Rob, I can't believe you have a problem with Gelman following the rules. You're the biggest rule Nazi there is. Give me a break.
He calls you a rule Nazi, Rob.
Rules only can be kept when they enforce the spirit of fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Rob. The reason why you're such a pain in the ass is because you're so enforcing of the rules that there is no fun.
I appreciate you using the German spelling on the word Kurt.
Thank you for the call, Kurt. But I think we'll be played out with Rob's new German polka music.
It's really not a polka. It's a march.
Yeah, it's a march.
You do like a good... See? That's a rule.
It is.
That's kind of a rule.
I'm just trying to keep it right.
Just try to polka to this.
Why have fun when you can keep it right?
That's right.
You old queen.
You're a queen.
We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.